Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. For the past 15 years, our Next Guests magazine has been hosting an awards program for products made in the South. Now in their 16th year, you may want to know that nominations are ending soon. Caroline Sanders Clements is associate editor with Garden & Gun magazine, and she joins us now by phone from the company's headquarters in Charleston. Caroline, welcome back to the program.
Thank you so much for having me, Mike.
Give us an overview of this awards program.
Yeah, so the Made in the South Awards started in 2010, and it's a way for Garden & Gun magazine to celebrate Southern makers. There are so many wonderful small businesses and makers throughout the region who are producing just these beautiful and soulful products that really tell the story of who we are as a region, as individual states and cities. And so we open our call for products across six categories. We have a food category, drink, style, home, crafts, and outdoors for businesses and makers who are physically constructing or putting together or building their products within the South. We invite them to enter their products, and then there's a judging process by which we go through all of the entries and pick out the best ones.
Okay, and I understand applications, the deadline is soon.
Yes, June 2nd, and that entry form is on our website.
And when will the winners be announced?
The winners are announced in our December, January 2026 magazine. So that will come out in mid-November, right before the holiday buying season.
Boy, that's a long wait for these applicants to wait.
It is. It is. But it takes a while to go through all of the entries that we get. And we bring in our judges. We're experts in their individual fields. We bring them down into our offices in Charleston and have them taste the products or look at the products, get to touch them and feel them and learn the stories there. So it does take the summer to do all of that.
Well, give us an idea of who some of these judges are.
Absolutely. So this year, our only judge from South Carolina is Blake Sams. He is a event designer based in Charleston. He just opened Wentworth, which is a new home and design store downtown Charleston. And so he's our crafts judge this year. We also have Christy Lynn Lee, who is a fashion designer out of Houston. We have Chris Hanna. He's a bartender from New Orleans. We have Marwan Irani, is a chef from North Carolina. And Elizabeth Lawrence is our home judge. She is an interior designer.
All right. And so the applicants, do they need to, on their initial application, send in their product or their food, their item, whatever it is they're making?
I'm glad that you asked that. No. So on the first round of judging, it is based solely on the online application. There's a form on our website where the applicants can tell us everything about their business and their product. And so the first round of judging is just based on that. And then if they make it to the second round, we will call in their product for in-person judging.
And we've interviewed some of the winners before and runners up from our state, and they will attest to the fact that this kind of publicity really provides a boost to their business.
It really does. And we've heard that year after year that our readers, you know, really trust these awards because so many wonderful products have come out of them. And so it really can be life-changing for a small business. We've had one-man operations who've worked out of their garage, win the awards, and then get to quit their day job and do their craft full-time. So that's been really awesome to see happen.
But there's some prize money too, right?
There is. There's a $10,000 grand prize for the overall winner. So we have category winners, and then one of those winners will be the overall winner to win $10,000.
Okay. All right. Well, Caroline, can you give us an example of a recent winner from South Carolina?
Yes. Actually, our outdoor winner last year was Burls & Steele. They're based in Charleston and make knives, and they have a gorgeous 3-in-1 outdoor knife set. So it's a oyster knife, a fillet knife, and a trout and bird knife. And they are just the most beautiful knives you've ever seen. And they won last year for outdoors. Yeah.
All right, great. Well, one more time, give us the deadline and the name of the program.
Yes, the Made in the South Awards, Garden & Gun's Made in the South Awards. And the deadline is June 2nd.
Caroline, thanks again. We look forward to checking in with you when the winners are announced.
Thank you so much, Mike. I appreciate it.
Caroline Sanders Clements is associate editor with Garden & Gun magazine in Charleston. We will have a link to the magazine posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, and you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.